This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Wednesday. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So we are, I'll get back to some emails in a few minutes, but I have a couple things on my mind. First of all, I've been thinking a lot about grilled cheese sandwiches lately. It's been What, Chris? What do you mean, why? Can you people not eat grilled cheese sandwiches? You can? Velveeta? A little Velveeta? Maybe a little provolone? What? What? It's too rich? It can be. You can over-Velveeta a sandwich. You can use regular Kraft slices if you want to be fancy pants. You can add a couple different, cheddar. What's that one starts with a G? I can't ever say it. Usually has this. Gruyere? Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Gruyere, provolone. I told you I went to the Texas State Fair one time. Highly recommend if you've never gone. And they're famous for all the deep-fried foods. It's a very healthy place. RFK Jr. would lose his mind there. The best thing there, and I had it all, right? I even tried the weird stuff. Deep-fried butter, it was way too much. Deep-fried Oreos and deep-fried Twinkies and deep-fried this. And they had a deep-fried pizza, deep-fried slice of pizza. The best thing I ate at the Texas State Fair by a mile was a deep-fried grilled cheese sandwich. Maybe it doesn't sound good. I'm telling you what, it was amazing. What, Chris? What? Can we do the show from there? It's in a month. I mean, I guess maybe. Do you want to do the show from there? Well, I don't want to do it outside. You can't do it outside because then the show sounds like crap for everybody. Maybe we could go up there. Where is it? It's up by Dallas, right? It's up by Dallas. We can go up there. Sure. I want to eat some grilled cheese sandwiches. That's been on my mind. You know what else has been on my mind? The video that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth put out earlier today. It's a little long. I might cut it off, but I'm going to let it play. And I want you to take this in. It's been such a heavy day that I almost thought about just pushing this until tomorrow, but I wanted to talk about it. I am floored. I can't stop thinking about it. Here he was.
Last month, the Department of Defense was made aware of an Obama-Biden-era legacy program called Digital Escorts. For nearly a decade, Microsoft has used Chinese coders, remotely supervised by U.S. contractors, to support sensitive DoD cloud systems. The program was designed to comply with contracting rules, but it exposed the department to unacceptable risk. I mean, if you're thinking America first and common sense, this doesn't pass either of those tests. So I initiated an immediate review of this vulnerability, and I want to report our initial findings. So the use of Chinese nationals to service Department of Defense cloud environments, it's over. We've issued a formal letter of concern to Microsoft documenting this breach of trust, and we're requiring a third-party audit of Microsoft's digital escort program, including the code and the submission.
So first of all, I want to make something clear, crystal clear. The cloud. Have you ever heard about this? The cloud, it's stored on the cloud. We have this on the cloud, this in the cloud, that. You've heard of this concept, I'm assuming. It's not in the clouds. The cloud means it's stored on someone else's computer. That's what it means. There's no actual cloud in the sky that has your iPhone pictures. They're kept on someone else's computer. Barack Obama and Joe Biden, they gave our defense secrets to the Chinese on purpose? Let's remember Joe Biden's ties to China, his family's ties to China. It was something we talked about all the time when he was president. And he would do these baffling things, like when they allowed the Chinese spy balloon to traverse the entire country, hovering over, doing figure eights over our military bases, obviously collecting information. They allowed it to go from the Pacific to the Atlantic before they shot it down. They could have taken it out of the sky anytime. They didn't order it. Just let them do it. Now, Chris, do me a favor. Play that video again. Just think about the Biden administration, Joe Biden, his family's ties to China. Think about all the critically important information the Department of Defense has. Now listen to this again.
Last month, the Department of Defense was made aware of an Obama-Biden-era legacy program called Digital Escorts. For nearly a decade, Microsoft has used Chinese coders, remotely supervised by U.S. contractors, to support sensitive DoD cloud systems. The program was designed to comply with contracting rules, but it exposed the department to unacceptable risk. I mean, if you're thinking America first and common sense.
We farmed out to Microsoft, who farmed out to Chinese nationals, and it wasn't like we didn't know it. The Chinese nationals reported to us. How much stuff did they take from there? How much stuff did they put in to there? We've talked before many times, including tonight, about how China is a bribery society. It's what they do. From rare earth minerals, government officials, they're a bribery society. You show up with a sack of cash, you buy what you want. Remember, we talked with BK, what was it, just a couple minutes ago. We talked with BK about the U.S. Navy sailor going to prison possibly for life for 12 grand. He's handed him $12,000. They bribe people. That's what they do. How many American politicians do you believe are currently bribed by China? And for, look, let's set politicians aside. How many people at the Pentagon have Chinese money in their bank account? How many people at the FBI, CIA, NSA, U.S. Army, U.S. Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard? You know, we caught one. You know how it goes. If you caught one, there are how many others out there who haven't been caught? It's one of those uncomfortable things about crime that cops will tell you. Yeah, it's great you got one, tried, convicted, but they don't catch even close to half. You get away with it. How much of our government has been bought by communist China? Remember Eric Swalwell? I know, because Democrats were running things, they managed to kind of sweep that whole thing under the rug. Eric Swalwell was on the House Intelligence Committee. I've told you this before. If you go to the Hill, if you go to Capitol Hill, you walk through the congressional buildings, you'll see various meeting rooms where the various committees meet. And there's not really security there. Don't get me wrong, there's cops and stuff like that, but it's just a door. You open it up, it's just a conference room or like one of the places you see on television where they're interviewing people. It's just a little rooms all over the place, except for one, the House Intelligence Committee. Because they deal with national security secrets. You will know it when you see it, and you will not be popping your head in. I promise you that. It is secured to the max. You look at it and you think, oh my gosh, what is that, the CIA? Is James Bond in there? That's the secret stuff they discuss. Eric Swalwell got taken in by a Chinese spy. How often has this happened? How much of our country has been sold to China on purpose? Over and over and over again, we keep running into China this and China that. And I'll continue to say, I can't believe they're not broke given how many people around the world they're bribing. I don't know where all the money's coming from, but apparently China always finds some more of it. Then again, if it only costs $12,000 for a U.S. Navy sailor, maybe we're pretty cheap. That is our reputation, after all, pretty friggin' cheap. I mean, imagine how cheap Raskin must go.
He's trying to militarize our society, intimidate his political opponents. The whole idea of picking cities based on their partisan leadership is absurd. I mean, there are lots of Republican cities and towns struggling with crime. Everybody is across the country. Always, crime has always been part of our history, and yet crime is down. In D.C., for example, it's at a 30-year low. It's down in Baltimore. It's down in Chicago.
Yeah, sure. Dude, I appreciate your history comments. Respect your youthful attitude about communism. Why don't you ever mention Dresden or the atrocities on Catholics? You seem to be bought and paid for when you speak of anything after World War II. All due respect, you're getting to be like Vince's the Princess. Who is that, Chris? Who's Vince? Grow a pair. These people killed millions of innocent Christians just like you. Long time. Like I said, whenever you get an insulting email telling you things like you're bought and paid for and grow a pair, it'll be from the dumbest person in the history of mankind. I've talked about Dresden 100 times, you moron. We'll do some more emails next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Now, I want to talk about something very quickly. I'm not going to go into depth on it because I don't care that much, but it's just a good example of what we deal with a lot. The Cracker Barrel thing that's been going around. You know, they hired a bunch of dirty commies, sponsored a bunch of dirty pride stuff, decided to change their logo. Everybody got mad, freaked out. What did you do to Cracker Barrel? They came out today and they announced they're changing the logo back. Don't fall for this. Don't fall for this. This is what the communist does when he pushes things too far. He'll pretend like he's backing away. How many pieces of undercover video or articles have you heard me talk about these various colleges or various corporations who had a DEI head, the head of the DEI department, and now that person still works there? They just changed the name. They changed the name of the department, and then people say, look at this. Harvard's getting rid of DEI. It's about time. But they didn't get rid of anything. They changed the name, they manipulated, they lied, they hid, they knew people were onto them, so they tried to fade the heat, as the kids say. This Cracker Barrel thing is the exact same kind of thing. They do this stuff all the time, and it's not unique to Cracker Barrel. NFL, all these big corporations do this. They push things way, way, way too long, way too far. Finally, people get completely outraged by the whole thing, and they'll back off of one little part of it and say, look, we heard you. We have changed our ways now. Really? Who sponsored the Pride events? Where do they work now? Oh, still there? Don't follow it. Don't believe it. Don't give them your business. Jesse, when I was younger, I remember some of the candidate talking points included improving adoption and foster care systems. Today, I don't even hear that adoption is even suggested as an option, just termination of life. Your thoughts? I love the show. Adoption is just one of the most wonderful things you can do for another human being. I don't know why it doesn't get talked about more. And I am not an adoption expert. I have looked into it. Op and I considered it, of course. So I've looked into it. Certainly not an expert. There are plenty of people who've adopted who will know more than me. The process is very difficult and very expensive. Extremely, extremely expensive. So difficult and so expensive that a lot of people who want to adopt end up going overseas to adopt because the overseas adoption rules are way, way less than what we have here in the United States of America. And there aren't loud advocates about this issue. Now, I don't want to sit here and say it should be easier. I don't want to say that either because I'm not an adoption expert. And you want to make sure, dang sure, that if you're allowing a couple to adopt a child, that you're sending that child into a good home, because there are predators out there who adopt children and foster children. It is a fact. In the foster the foster system. There are saints, just lovely people, saints, to take these kids in temporarily, care for them, fall in love with them, and then have to let them go. Wonderful people. And then there are freaking monsters who run the foster system. If you were a child predator, what would you sign up to do? You'd be working at Chuck E. Cheese and fostering kids in your spare time. That's what they do. I don't know that I have a solution, except it's extremely sad. And if you are considering adoption, I would encourage you. I would encourage you. A child should have loving parents. And to be able to snatch a child out of the orphanage system and give them a wonderful home is a God-blessed thing. I know that. Hello, Jesse and Chris. I was listening to your show. I had an idea. Why not refer to your fan base as Kelly's Commandos? What? You could also expand it into merchandise like camo hats and camo barbecue aprons and things like that. All the best. All right. I've heard that done many times before, where a radio host will put a label on, you know, the listeners. I guess I never considered it. I don't think I'd go with Kelly's Commandos, but we should all wear robes. What, Chris? What? We should wear robes. It'll be sweet. Get our cozy earth robes. What, Chris? What? We're not going to look like an army of Lebowskis. We're going to look like an army of people who understand comfort. That's what we're going to look like, Chris. A robe army. It's definitely not going to be Kelly's Commandos. I don't know. Chris, is that cheesy? Corey, is that cheesy? I think it's cheesy. Not just the name. To name it at all. I'm just not sure about that. That I'll have to think about. What I don't have to think about is hydroelectric power, because I'm going to ask Daniel Turner about it next. I'm going to ask Daniel Turner why he was talking to Congress today. Daniel Turner just got out of a meeting with Congress. He was debriefing them. I want to debrief somebody. Well, we'll talk to him about what he was doing in a moment. Before we talk to Daniel Turner, let me talk to you about switching your cell phone service. Switching your cell phone service sounds like a pain. I understand that completely. Sounds like a pain. The only reason you would not have switched to Pure Talk by now is you think it's going to be a pain in the rear end. You don't want to take 3 years. You don't want to deal with the hassle. You don't want to have to do this and have to do that. I am telling you, 10 minutes on the phone speaking to an American who speaks English and is pleasant, and you're done. They'll mail you whatever you need. It's over. Pure Talk makes it easy. You don't even need a new phone. You don't need a new phone number. You can have those things if you'd like. They make it pain-free. Is that not worth it to save yourself some money? I mean, shoot, if for no other reason, is that not worth it to save money? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But we don't have time for that right now because Mr. Big Shot Daniel Turner with Power of the Future is here, and he just got done briefing Congress. Gosh, I want to brief Congress on something so bad. I don't even care what it is. Daniel, what happened in Congress today?
Well, first of all, Jesse, you are doing way more important work. I know you ran for Congress back in the day, and I think changing hearts and minds the way you do and writing books like you do, because you know how much I love your anti-communist manifesto book, which I still haven't gotten autographed, by the way, but I won't hold that against you.
I'll get you one.
What you're doing there is way more important than what these folks do up here. Not that what they don't do is important. It is important. But talking to the American people and motivating them and inspiring them is way more valuable.
Well, thank you, my brother. Now, tell us what you were doing. What happened? What's going on?
We're talking about energy, of course. Okay. You know, and we're talking about how we have a lot of bad energy situations happening. We have bad energy policy, decades of it. It is not President Trump's fault. But when you're the guy in office and it lands before you, You're the one who's going to get the blame. And we've got 30 years of bad energy policy, just like we have 30 years of bad spending policy, just like we have how many years of debt, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, right? All these systems seem to be coming to a head. And eventually, you know, the straw is going to be one too many and the camel's back is going to break. And so my message here was, how do we prepare for this? How do we, you know, take the necessary steps so it doesn't happen? But also, how do we start messaging to our constituents? Like, look, we're trying to make some big boy decisions. And big boy decisions are not always popular. I used a very silly analogy. I said, if you have a kid and that kid loves his iPhone or his iPad or sugar, you know at a certain point you got to take it away. And that kid screams and yells and you give in because you're tired of the screaming and yelling. But you know that you are not making that kid's life better. You are not preparing that kid for the future. We're at the stage now that with the subsidies drying up for wind and solar, with the EV tax credits, right, the kid is screaming and yelling. But if you give in and keep spending money to keep that kid from screaming, you are not making the country healthier. So we're at the screaming kid stage of American energy right now.
Daniel, you educated us last time about the energy crisis we are heading into because these data centers, these mega data centers, keep getting built. And they're gobbling up all the energy we have, and there's not going to be anything left for you and me when we flip the light switch on. So how do we get more energy fast? Because why does it take so long to create more of it?
It's absurd. Bad policy, without a doubt. Everyone is slow to build, but they're not slow to build data centers, and we're putting them up left and right. I don't know where in Texas is that famous Tesla one that they keep seeing all the Instagram videos. The guy's driving on the highway, and it shows you how long he's driving. And the factory, is it outside of Austin, outside of Houston? I'd love to know what online energy, what baseload energy they brought online when they gave Elon the permit to build that. That thing probably takes more electricity, I'm guessing, than the city of San Antonio. I don't know what electricity was brought online. I hate to always use Texas as an example, but I want to demonstrate that it's bipartisan stupidity. Texas has closed several reliable coal plants in the last decade. And the promise is we're going to build more wind and we're going to build more solar. And wind and solar don't work because we have a thing called night and we have a thing called no wind. And what's your electricity rate in Texas, right? You're paying 30%, 40% more than the national average, and you're paying a hell of a lot more than you paid in the last couple of years. So why is wind and solar the viable option? And that's what your governor will say, sadly. That's what everyone running for office will say. We need to support Texas with good, clean electricity, clean wind and clean solar. I want low prices, you know, and I don't know what the temperature is right now. I saw yesterday it was 88 degrees in Houston. That's pretty good for August. But that's not how you do energy policy, right? Like, whew, thank God it's not hot.
Speaking with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. Daniel, what's wrong with coal? I love coal. Nations are powered by coal. And everybody, and the best you can get, the best you could ever hope for out of a Republican is he'll go clean coal. You know, he has to, of course, throw that qualifier on there. Why don't we have coal plants going up everywhere?
I would put a coal plant in my backyard if I was given the permit to. We should have coal absolutely everywhere. And it's absolutely essential, not just for electricity, but for steel, for cement, for plastic, for almost all manufacturing. We can't live without coal. That's why, you know, it was so frustrating when you'd see that moron who was in the White House the last couple of years talk about how we were going to shut down every damn coal plant in this country, and the idiots around him would clap and say, you don't really know how things are made there, Mr. Biden, do you? You know, you don't realize that you can't make steel without coal. It's just absolutely impossible. So no, we should be building coal more. And we have several coal plants. I mentioned the five in Texas that have been shuttered. They should be turned back on, and turned back on quick, because like I mentioned with your balmy mid-August day yesterday, it is a bad policy to say, thank God it's not so hot and you're not getting these messages. Hey, Kelly family, you should raise your thermostat and not heat your pool, right? I've seen you tweet about that. Don't tell me how to consume electricity. You guys produce more of it. That's your damn job. Mm-hmm. That hasn't happened a lot because we've had a balmy year, but dodging a bullet is not good policy, and we have dodged a bullet this year.
Daniel, tell me about hydropower. Why is that not bigger? Or is it big and I just don't know about it?
It is big, especially in places like my home state of New York, which a huge percentage of the state's power comes from hydro because of Niagara Falls. And that's wonderful. And most of Canada is powered because of Niagara Falls. But for hydro to work, you either need a natural development, a natural area like Niagara Falls, or you need to build a great big dam. Remember back in the day, MSNBC used to have those commercials with Chris Matthews at the Hoover Dam and Rachel Maddow, and they talk about, we used to build great things in this country, and we don't build anymore. The idea that we would build the Hoover Dam in America right now is impossible, right? The idea of blocking a river, of changing ecosystems. Jesse, there may have been a native tribe that once performed a ritual on the land nearby. So that's the biggest problem for hydro. We could dam rivers everywhere, and we could build natural reservoirs and natural waterfalls, and we could have water supply. Texas could be doing this everywhere, and you'd never have to worry about water in Texas. But good luck trying to battle the environmental groups. And who has the political courage to do that? So what do? Wind power, Jesse. That's what Texans do. They do what's politically palatable, and that's why Texas is in the pickle that it is. And again, I hate picking on Texas, but I use you guys specifically as an example, because Texas is not quite as Texan as Texans think Texas is. And that's important for America to know. We look at Texas as the example of conservative everything, and it's not. It is hiding, and it's giving its bad example to other red states to follow.
He is not wrong at all. Daniel Turner, Power the Future, thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
God bless you, Jesse. Great to be with you.
We red states, I'm here in Texas, we suffer from complacency because the animals aren't running around in the streets here, because things are halfway sane here. We don't get motivated. We don't show up in primaries. We don't take over our elected office. And remember I played this for you earlier? Did I play this? Maybe I didn't play this one earlier, but this is Trey Gowdy with Fox News. Trey Gowdy, former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy. This is Trey Gowdy after that shooting.
And the only way to stop it is to identify the shooter ahead of time or keep the weapons out of their hands. And so we're going to have a conversation of freedom versus protecting children. I mean, how many school shootings does it take before we're going to have a conversation about keeping firearms out? It's always a young white male, almost always. I mean, did anyone this morning?
There are a lot of Republicans who are actually Democrats, especially in red states. Your red state, that Republican you have who represents you, he's a Democrat. He knows he has to pretend, but he's a Democrat. Remember that. And remember this. Your information, things like your Social Security number, your bank information, all this stuff, it's worth a lot of money. Did you know that? A ton of money. That's why identity theft, having your information stolen, that's why it's such a multi-billion dollar industry, because it's worth a lot of money. What are you doing to stop them? LifeLock is the only thing. LifeLock is the only thing I trust for it. LifeLock will detect and alert you whenever there's any kind of a threat on your identity. And if, God forbid, something does happen, you wake up and your bank account's gone, they have restoration specialists. They'll fix it. They'll make you whole. Protect yourself. 1-800-LIFELOCK. Or go to lifelock.com. That gets you 40% off. Don't lose it all. Protect yourself. It's peace of mind. Terms apply. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, you can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I should have told you this earlier, but I'll be honest with you, it kind of slipped my mind. An inquiry was made. I'm gonna have to be vague on some things. An inquiry was made if I would be interested and taking up the position of the head of one of the major departments of the government. I'll put it that way. One of the major departments. I don't know. A fairly large one. You would certainly know it. I'll put it to you that way. I am not telling you that they offered me the gig. I am saying they reached out and said, hey, would you be interested? I, in turn, don't worry, I'm not leaving you, because I did ask, well, can I fire everybody? And that's the exact verbatim what I said. And they said, well, I mean, no. And I said, well, then I'm probably not interested. All right. I'm not going anywhere. Don't worry. It's not a, they're not missing out without me. I'll put it to you that way. What, Chris? What? What if they did let me fire everyone? I probably would have taken the job. I'm not kidding. Well, we have to reduce the government. There's only one way. Look, we talked about this before. You can't use a scalpel when it comes to cleaning communists out of anything, whether it's a government or a university or a private corporation or anything. You have to, if you're going to err, you have to cut too deep, not too shallow. You have to. Right now, the Trump administration is doing everything they can do because there's all these ridiculous rules against firing people and mass firings. You can't let them go. They're doing everything they can do, it appears, to get these people gone. That's what it appears, that they're doing everything they can do. But even then, you see how limited it is. And it's not going to be enough. We're not going to get all the commies out of the government in Trump's 4 years. Hopefully, we can do a lot of good, get the worst actors out of there. But if you really want to clean out the gunk, you have to do more than the top floor. And that rhymed, and I did that on purpose. Chris, don't roll your eyes. That rhymed. Jesse Kelly for the head of ATF. It was not the ATF, but then I most definitely would have insisted on firing everybody. In fact, I would have taken it a step further. If it's the ATF, can I just fire everybody and close the department? Because that's what I would do. Oh, you know what I could do, Chris? Take over the ATF. It wasn't the ATF. Take over the ATF. Suspend everybody. They'd probably let you do that. Suspend everyone, the entire department, all across the country. Then change the locks on all the doors and just never come back to work. Just come right back. It would take me a day. In fact, I'd probably only miss one show. Maybe I could do it on the weekend. Hey, everybody is suspended. Bring in all the best locksmiths in the world and put the most lockdown system in the world. Everyone suspended and me? I'm going on vacation and come right back and do the show. What, Chris? This would be effective. I feel like this would work. I feel good about this. Jesse, my wife and I had the fourth kid you recommended, and guess what? It's another girl. So yeah, I have four of them now, and I'm probably better off for it. My wife is truly a dime. We're going to raise four girls with traditional values, so on and so forth. I've made peace with being poor. I drive old cars and buy store-branded food. Fast food is a luxury I don't need. We tithe what we can at church, and we give extra farm eggs to the old ladies. The only way is through, so on and so forth. I know I have to be a model man for my daughters so they marry strong men. Yes, sir. What words of encouragement do you have? You said, I've made peace with being poor. You have a dime. And you have four baby girls. You are wealthy beyond belief. The family is the wealth. I know rich people. I know poor people. It's easy, especially when you're in bad financial circumstances, it's easy to think that you would be at least a little happier if you just had money. If you could take the old lady out to Red Lobster on a Friday night, if I could just do that, I would be happier. Man, I know rich guys who have so much money, they'll buy $30,000 Rolexes. I have a friend, probably more of an acquaintance. I know a guy who bought a $215,000 Lamborghini that he's driven. I think he's had it a year. I think he's driven it twice, he told me. It's not, he doesn't even need it. Doesn't even really use it. Imagine having $215,000 to blow on something that you don't need or didn't use. And you know what? He's friggin' miserable. Miserable. Don't think, I don't want to sound like the Beatles here, don't think that money buys happiness. It really, truly does not. To have a family, if you have a spouse you love, and Lord willing loves you back, and you have children who love you, and you love them, you have everything. Ab and I told you this, when we were living in an apartment, a small one, when we were living in an extended stay hotel with two babies, they were both under three, two kids under three, we were living in an extended stay hotel, had the time of our lives. Laughs, the works. Remember that. All you need is that and Relief Factor. Relief Factor, you kind of do need that too. It's 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. A supplement that helps your body's natural response to pain. It was created by doctors, but you know how much I despise drugs. How do you deal with pain? Either people ignore it or they take something to mask it. You don't need to do that. Go to relieffactor.com and buy a three-week quick start. Or go to 1-800-4-RELIEF. Well, don't go. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Just try it for 3 weeks. 3 weeks is $19.95. That's less than a buck a day. Just give it a try before you give up and walk away from doing the things you love to do. All right? All right.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Defense giant Rheinmetall opens mega plant as Europe rearms. Uh-oh. It's in Germany. That's generally not good. India, once a solid U.S. ally, grapples with Trump's 50% tariffs, one of the highest in the world. Trump is really going after India for buying up all that Russian oil. He's doing what he feels like he has to do. I'm not actually not questioning it. Maybe that's the best way to handle it. My only concern is if India goes into the arms of China, that's about 2 billion people we have to contend with. Dozens of students attacked by bees on the first day of school in Ashland. That's Ashland, Massachusetts. I do not like bees. I stuck a stick in a hornet's nest one time trying to trap them in there. Well, Chris, I thought I could outrun them. Turns out I could not actually outrun them. That was news to me. CNN reporter shocked as Chicago resident defends Trump on crime. Yes, everybody in the media is shocked that people don't want to be shot and murdered. Anyway, we'll come back tomorrow and do it again. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.